When a small store in Chico, California decided to have some fun and create a local yo-yo contest, they never imagined what it might turn into. Today, it's an event that draws huge crowds and sends winners to the international competition. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1980s, the Bird and Hand store in Chico, California began a yo-yo contest. The popularity began to swell.
It became very clear people were coming from all over the state. So in 1992, it became the California State Contest. We counted noses in 1992 and realized people are coming from the Midwest and East Coast for this. And there's probably more people from outside of California than there are from in. So in 1993, it garnered the title of the National Yo-Yo Contest.
Thad Winzen says the event just kept growing, even after it was designated as the national contest.
We kept the national championship here in Chico for 22 years until that grew large enough that it now needs to travel around the country and come back to Chico every few years.
So you may ask, exactly how do you determine a winner of a yo-yo contest?
As you think about it, very similar to, say, a dance contest or figure skating. There's a fair amount of skill involved, obviously, but there's also a fair amount of artistry and playing to an audience and performance.
What competitors are doing these days continues to amaze audiences.
These things are choreographed. They're set to music. They're called freestyle performances. These players are then set loose to do whatever it is that they can come up with. And they're all working to do something new and different that other people haven't done before.
The Yo-Yo Museum here highlights many of those champions and even has some of their personal yo-yos on display, along with many of the toys from across the decades, showing how the yo-yo and the sport has developed over time. Traveling the countryside in Chico, California, I'm Andrew McRae.